KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's take a look at high school wrestling last night and wrestling dual regional tournament play in Class 2A at Ballard last night. It was Atlantic falling in the semifinals. South Tama County defeating Atlantic 36-30. Atlantic Cam defeated in the first round last night. Joe Weaver, Abram Moore, Steele McLaren, Cole Hansen, Chase McLaren, John McConkie, they all posted wins for Atlantic individually last night in that meet. The other semi saw Ballard beat Van Meter Earlham 42-33. In the finals, it was Ballard advancing to state with a 53-26 win over South Tama County. Also in a 2A meet at PCM last night, it was Williamsburg over Creston, 45-19, and PCM beating Red Oak 53-22 in the semifinals. Williamsburg beat PCM 44-25 in the championship. In Class 1A duels last night at Missouri Valley High School, it was Mo Valley beating Bedford Lennox 64-15 in the semis. AHSTW, a 45-36 win over West Monona Whiting in the other semifinal. The championship match saw Missouri Valley advance to state with a 55-15 win over AHSTW. At Logan Magnolia High School last night, it was Loma winning over Trainers 69-5 in one semifinal, and Woodbury Central beating Southwest Valley 75-6 in the other. Championship match saw Woodbury Central defeat Logan Magnolia 39-24. Also at I-35 High School last night, it was Panorama beating Wayne 59-15 in the semis. I-35 defeated Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas 65-7 in the other semi. Championship match, it was I-35 edging Panorama 35-33. Those regional winners advancing to the state dual team tournament next Wednesday. In high school boys basketball play last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic picks up a 73-37 road win over Clarinda. Austin Alexander at 22 points and Scott Leonard 15 points and 9 rebounds to lead the Trojans. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Glenwood beat Shenandoah 94-34. Thomas Jefferson over Red Oak 77-62. Harlan outlasting St. Albert in overtime 69-68. Kemper Catholic beat Denison 77-59. Abraham Lincoln over Lewis Central 61-52. In Western Iowa Conference boys basketball, AHSTW defeating Audubon 82-60. Jack Paulson with 18 to lead the Vikings. It was IKM Manning 68-27 over Griswold. Trainer beats Riverside 79-44 as Luke Clausen tossed in 26 points. Logan Magnolia beat Underwood 57-43. It was Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 70-54 last night. Also in Rolling Valley Conference boys play, Exira EHK over Woodbine 71-54. Bowyer Valley beat Westwood 67-37. Southeast Valley over Peyton Sherdan 63-58. From the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over Nebraska City 49-47. Stanton beat Diagonal 93-59. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley edging Nottoway Valley 52-46. In girls basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic made it a road sweep last night as the Atlantic girls rallied with a 20-13 fourth quarter edge, and they beat Clarinda 46-40 last evening. Also, Shenandoah beat Glenwood 57-51. St. Albert over Harlan 67-45. Kemper Catholic topping Denison 55-41. Lewis Central beat Abe Lincoln 66-47. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was AHSTW 48-36 over Audubon. Claire Denning at 17 for the Lady Vikes. IKM Manning beat Griswold 85-16. Trainer got 24 from Madeline Ditchler in a 67-23 win over Riverside. Logan Magnolia beat Underwood 56-42. It was Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 43-34. Danielle Elliott with 15 to lead Tri-Center. In the Corner Conference, Diagonal beat Stanton 58-44, Nebraska City over Fremont Mills 53-31. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 56-39. Annie Hare with 19 for the Wolverines. Bedford beat Lennox 51-44 in girls hoops last night. Well, Michigan State survived an upset bid by Iowa last night. The fourth-ranked Spartans outscored the Hawkeyes 11-4 to close the game in a 96-93 victory. Tyler Cook scored 26 points to lead the Hawkeyes.
You know, to a man, we could have did better, you know, executing down the stretch. You know, there's a couple of mistakes that we made down the stretch that, you know, maybe, you know, could have, you know, helped the game turn on in a different way. But, you know, we make mistakes, and you know, that's part of life, part of basketball. But like you said, I'm proud of the way that the guys fought today. We played, and you know, it was a dogfight.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey was pleased with the effort.
You know, but we didn't have a ton of turnovers. We had 26 assists on 36 baskets. You know, we had Tyler Cook going. We got him the ball. We battled him on the glass. And I thought we executed for most of the second half, not at the very end, and so I'm disappointed in myself. But I thought our guys really, really battled, and I'm really proud of them.
McCaffrey says that should give his team a confidence boost.
What you don't want is a particular guy to, you know, remember one mistake he made in the game and blame himself. You want these guys to, you know, blame me, you know, and understand that all the stuff we did was really good. We made a big step, and we had a lot of guys play well. I'm proud of them. And on to Ohio State.
Spartans are 23-3 overall, 11-2 in the Big Ten with that victory last night. Elsewhere in top 25 play, it was number 5 Xavier rallying to beat Butler 98-93. Also, Kansas beat TCU 71-64. It was number 15 Tennessee over number 24 Kentucky 61-59 to sweep that season series. Northwestern knocked off 20th ranked Michigan 61-52. Number 6, Cincinnati, a 77-40 winner over Central Florida. And number 22, Wichita State, beat Memphis 85-65. Iowa State looks for its first Big 12 road victory tonight at 7th-ranked Texas Tech. The Cyclones are 3-7 in the league race, and one of those wins was a 70-52 thumping of the Red Raiders back on January 20th.
You look at their wins and their losses, you've really got to do a good job of guarding them without fouling. You know, keeping them in front, contesting shots, keeping them out of the paint. And then just don't put them on the free throw line. You know, that'll be a major point emphasis for us.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says it will take a big defensive effort as well as good ball movement on offense.
You know, offensively, Texas Tech, you know, you just can't be stagnant against them. The more stagnant you are, and the better they're going to be, because they're a very, very good defensive team. So we've got to also work on just getting great movement and having a good pace.
Tip time in that game tonight, 8 o'clock. Drake is on the road to battle Missouri Valley leader Loyola tonight. The Bulldogs are 7-5 and lost to the Ramblers at home back on January 24th. Loyola comes in 9-3.
You know, obviously Loyola is playing just phenomenal basketball, the best in the league right now, and they kind of got it cooking on all cylinders. They're great on both ends of the floor. They've got great chemistry. Obviously they took it to us at our place.
That's Drake coach Nico Medved. Loyola enters having won 8 of its last 9 games. Game time 7 o'clock in that one tonight. In football news, AHSTW offensive lineman AJC announced on social media Monday that he'll continue his football and academic career at Northwest Missouri State University. C said on Twitter he's excited to announce that he'll continue his academic and athletic career at Northwest. He wanted to thank all his friends, family, coaches for everything and helping him get to where he is today. C was a key piece of an 8-2 squad for the Vikings this past season. The 6'5", 330-pound lineman helped AHSTW rush for over 2,300 yards and 30 touchdowns last season. Well, Josh McDaniels has backed out of a deal to become the Indianapolis Colts' new head coach, a decision that shocked the franchise hours after it announced his hiring. The Colts confirmed McDaniels' decision in a statement Tuesday night after reports emerged that the Patriots' offensive coordinator had opted to stay in New England with coach Bill Belichick. McDaniels had agreed to contract terms with the Colts to replace the fired Chuck Pagano, and a news conference had been scheduled for Wednesday at Lucas Oil Stadium. Patriots cornerback Malcolm Butler says he didn't miss a curfew or do anything off the field that would have hurt New England's chances of winning the Super Bowl before he was benched for the game. In a statement released Tuesday on Twitter and Instagram, Butler says reports of misconduct off the field are ridiculous. He says he visited with family every night while in Minneapolis. Butler didn't play a single snap on defense in the Patriots' loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.